Good morning. Heavy rain pushed through most of interior New York and New England overnight, particularly in the Mohawk Valley, Western Catskills, and Southern Tier. The heavy rain is also lifting northward into the Adirondacks this morning. Some locations are under flash flood warnings, and flood warnings are also out for other locations with streams, creeks, and rivers reaching bankful early this morning as we get the runoff from the storm system pushing through. A deep low-pressure system for this time of year moved out of the northeastern corner of Pennsylvania through the western Catskills, across the Mohawk Valley, and now heading through the western Adirondacks. On this track, the heaviest rain will be moving out early this morning, and we'll have some hazy sunshine taking over. Energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will rotate around a trough of low pressure that was responsible for this storm system and ignite another round of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some of these storms could be on the stronger side with gusty winds. Temperatures today will top out close to 80 degrees across the region on average. Showers and thunderstorms will be a risk into the evening hours and just scattered showers overnight tonight as temperatures drop back into the 60s. A frontal system will set itself up over top of us for the weekend. This will keep unsettled weather in the forecast. It will not be raining the whole time. In fact, I think we'll have a fair amount of hazy sunshine for both Saturday and Sunday. But with that front close by and a channeling flow of tropical moisture heading up the eastern seaboard, it'll be humid with scattered thunderstorms both afternoons. Temperatures over the weekend will top out in the lower to middle 80s. A deeper funnel of moisture on Monday will create a stronger chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy skies to start the new week and temperatures in the lower 80s. Then warmer air will start to build in, still though with tropical moisture. High temperatures Tuesday, Wednesday, and for Independence Day on Thursday will be in the middle 80s, but we do run the risk at more scattered showers and thunderstorms each day. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from a portion of the southeastern states into the mid-Atlantic, eastern Ohio Valley, and part of the northeastern U.S. West-southwesterly winds aloft will strengthen, and upper 60s to near 70-degree dew points will exist east of a lee trough, supporting moderate instability this afternoon. Storms will once again develop by late morning into the afternoon over the higher terrain and spread into the destabilizing warm sector. Vertical shear, increasing to 30 to 40 knots, will support the possibility of organized storms, including the potential for bowing line segments and updraft rotation. Isolated damaging wind and large hail will be the main threats into the early evening hours. Also, a developing weather story heading into the weekend will be the excessive heat forecast for the Southwest, including Las Vegas. Dangerously hot high temperatures from 105 to 129 degrees are expected Friday through Monday. Overnight lows will not go below 90 degrees. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, moderate rain and fog, and 46 degrees with an east-southeast wind at 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 73 degrees, the dew point 67, 81% relative humidity, a south wind at 18, gusting to 36 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.38 inches, and it is now beginning to rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 122 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 38 at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming, and Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, Boston hazy sun with scattered showers and storms in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo rain, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs right around 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low 65, the average temperature 75, that's 5 degrees above normal. 0.17 of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 6.34 inches, which is 2.91 inches above normal, and 21.08 inches for the year, which is 2.87 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 99, set in 1901, and the record low, 45, in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Rain early this morning, heavy at times, then a break. Scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers around tonight and lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun, warm and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, rain early this morning, heavy at times, then a break. Scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun, warm and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Hazy sun, warm and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy sun and clouds, warm and humid with scattered afternoon showers or a thunderstorm in the lower 80s. A scattered afternoon shower or storm Sunday, otherwise hazy sun in the lower 80s. A better chance at more showers and storms Monday, lower 80s. And hazy sun Tuesday, Wednesday, and Independence Day on Thursday with highs in the mid-80s, but also the chance at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.